There's also the 70-gene assay. There was a big randomized MINDEC trial that looked at that. Any situations where you use that?
We have not been using that, no.
So yeah, I know your oncologists, I guess they tell us that in terms of the data that's out there, even though they think they're not sure there's that much difference theoretically, but I guess there is some. They don't really all come to the same exact kind of conclusion from what I've seen. Is that your take?
Yes, there are some nuances, I guess, in putting those data sets together and interpreting them. You know, one of the challenges with using the MINDEC results right now is how they've categorized patients as high clinical risk and low clinical risk. And as you know, that tool, Adjuvant Online, is not available to us at this time. And so we would be extrapolating to sort of identify the high clinical risk, low clinical risk patients, and then applying MINDEC data with the 70-gene assay. I think the 70-gene assay, you know, partly I think because when it was first developed, it was only validated in fresh frozen tissue. And so I think that really limited the use of that assay in the United States for a lot of centers. And so we just didn't get the same level of familiarity using it as we did the recurrence score, since we could send that on FFPE tissue. And so whereas I know the 70-gene assay is certainly much more widely used in Europe, I think people just have less comfort and less experience with it in the United States.